கிருஷ்ணபிரஸ்தாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்திவிதாந்த ஸ்வாமீ நாமினே நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதி தேவே கௌரவாணி பிரசாரிணே நிர்விசேஷ பிரியவாணி அஸ்தயதி சதாரிணே வைஷ்ணவோ நம ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ணா சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைதா கதாத ஸ்ரீவாசவி கௌர பக்தவிந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரி ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரி.
Special gratitude to all of you who are here today, especially those who are sincerely coming forward to make this commitment of devotion, by taking vows to follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings and give your life to assisting his compassionate mission. At the time of initiation, Srila Prabhupada will have us chant this verse that we have sung together. Om Amma Pitra Abitrova Sarvavasam Kutopita Yasmane Pumiri Kaksham Sakhayabhyantarasuchi. Srila Prabhupada taught us that this one verse encapsulates the very essence of the purpose of initiation and the very purpose of the human form of life. Whether one is pure or impure, or even having passed through all various circumstances in life, one who remembers the beautiful lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes purified both without everything. Krishna is addressed in this verse as Pavitra. He is supremely pure. It is an eternal principle that what we associate with, we become like that. When we associate with Krishna, we become pure. Somehow or other, this Krishna consciousness movement means that we try to be in the presence of Krishna by remembering Krishna, to being conscious of Krishna in every situation. And what does it mean to be conscious of Krishna in all the different situations of life, success and failure, honor and dishonor, happiness and distress, health and disease? It means to remember Jivada Svarupa Krishna Vinityadasa, that I'm eternally the servant of Krishna. And whatever may come, at whatever stage in our life, some severe heavy worship, how can I serve you, Krishna? How can I please you? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. And he appeared in this world in the role of a devotee to teach us how to please Krishna. Now, so many people can have so many interpretations and opinions about what pleases God. But only God really knows what pleases Him. And evam parampara prabham, Krishna has spoken what pleases Him. And that truth has been passed down to the great acharyas of parampara. Otherwise, the tendency of the human ego is we want to superimpose our desires on what pleases God. And we see all over the world in so many religions, there's so much hatred and envy and killing with the understanding this will please God. But Parampara teaches what God has spoken. And in this age of Kali, Namo Mahabhava Nyaya Krishna Prabhupada, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Krishna. Krishna Himself has descended in the role of a devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna with the Mahabhava, the love of Sri Radha, the supreme devotee. And has come to teach us, not only through his words, but through his example, how to please Krishna. Although he is Jagadguru, he took initiation and humbly served his guru, Ishwara Puri, to set the standard for all of us. And he taught us Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirti, that the prime benediction, the greatest gift in all of creation, is that Krishna has appeared within the sound vibration of his holy name. Nam Namakari Bahuta Nita Sarvash. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that the Supreme Absolute Truth has many, many names and has invested all of these names with His beauty, His sweetness, His power, and His personal presence. But Krishna Himself, of all the names of Krishna, He especially emphasized a particular sloka and mantra from the Kali Sankarara Upanishad. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It is the Mahama. The Upanishad tells that in this age of Kali, quarrel and hypocrisy, this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the best possible medicine to cure us and bring our consciousness back to its original natural state. In Srila Prabhupada's lecture describing Maha Mantra, he explained that Krishna consciousness is the original natural consciousness of all living beings. But somehow or other, like dust covering the mirror, it has been covered. Chaito Dharapada Maharaj, this is the effect of chanting. It awakens a clear understanding of who we are and what is our relationship with Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kapunai Sravanadi Suvichiti Koriyena. That ecstatic love of Krishna is eternally blended within the heart of all living beings. By associating with those who love Krishna, the devotees, and by chanting the holy names, that love is awakened.
Jeev Jago,
world that has so many disturbances and so many distractions, wherever you are, whether you're in the Himalayan mountains or whether you're in Radharasthi Hari Temple, planes are going overhead. So many reasons to be distracted. But in whatever situation, we're never discouraged. It's Lord Chaitanya's promise. If we just chant these holy names according to his guidelines, then this love for Krishna will awaken in our heart. This holy Srivijaya Swami Maharaj is giving us most profound and crucial instructions of how to chant the holy name of Brahma, to guard against these ten offenses, to live a life of morality and character in a spirit of seva. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood before Jagannath and Puri, he offered that beautiful verse which culminates Gopi Bhara Pur Padakamalayora Das 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 Anjas. To identify as the servant of the servant of the servant. Whatever our race, whatever our position in our society, whatever our academic or economic status may be, these are all details. Our true aspiration is to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Then when we chant the holy names, Krishna will be pleased to reveal himself and completely purify us of all the anarchies of lust, anger, envy, greed, arrogance, and illusion. When those anarchies are removed, the emptiness, natural desire to please Krishna by service unconditionally is awakened. Within our society, Srila Prabhupada, as our founder Acharya, on the highest level, he exemplified unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service to Sri Krishna. He exemplified the highest standard and expression of commitment to making the words of his guru his life and his soul. He exhibited the true ecstasies of his love for Krishna through his limitless compassion for all of us. And within our international society for Krishna consciousness, we are all together in our roles as Diksha Gurus and Shiksha Gurus, temple presidents, CDCs, pujaris, book distributors, mothers, fathers, teachers in the congregation, whatever role we may have, we are all respecting and living according to those roles to assist Srila Prabhupada in his great mission of compassion. And in that sense, we are all truly one family. And to keep that as a priority of how we respect and honor and serve each other is a very important part of fulfilling Prabhupada's mission and spreading the message of Lord Chaitanya throughout the world. I'm very honored to be in the service of Raja Hari Prabhu, Temple President of Radharasthi Hari Temple, to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj, Eva Prabhu Deva Vinaya Prabhu, GBCs. Thank you.
Father, and all wishes of Shikshu, to give us a new life.